Chapter 6 The Wizard of Oz. Dorothy slept for a long time. Then she slowly opened her eyes, and the Scarecrow told her about the red flowers. "We must find the Emerald City," said Dorothy. The five friends were happy to start their journey again, and they quickly found the yellow brick road. It was flat and easy to walk on now, and they started to see houses and people. The people all wore green clothes and hats. The friends found a big house, and they slept there that night. The next morning, they started walking again, and they saw a big green city many miles away.
"Look, it's the Emerald City," said Dorothy.
They walked to the city, and they came to the end of the yellow brick road. There was a big green wall and a tall gate in front of them. The gate opened slowly, and the five friends walked through it into a beautiful green room. A small green man met them there.
"Why are you in the Emerald City?"
asked the green man.
"We'd like to see the Wizard of Oz," said Dorothy.
The green man looked strangely at the friends.
"People don't usually visit the Wizard of Oz. He's very important."
"But we must speak to him," said the Scarecrow. "Is he a good wizard?"
"Yes, he is. And he rules this city well. He doesn't like stupid questions. And he can get very angry,"
said the green man.
"But I'll take you to his palace."
The green man opened another gate, and the five friends followed him through the green streets of the Emerald City. At the Palace of Oz, the green man took them into a big room with green chairs.
"Please sit down," he said. "I'll talk to Oz about you."
They had to wait for a long time. Then the green man came back.
"Oz will see you now," he said.
He opened a door, and Dorothy and her friends walked into a wonderful room. It was big and bright, and it had a beautiful chair in the middle. There was a very big head on the chair, and it did not have a body under it. The eyes of the head looked at everyone slowly.
"I'm the Wizard of Oz," said the head. "Who are you?"
"I'm Dorothy," said the girl. "And these are my friends. We'd like you to help us."
"Where did you get your silver shoes?"
asked the head.
"I got them from the Wicked Witch of the East. My house fell on her, and it killed her," answered Dorothy.
"What do you want from me?"
asked the Wizard of Oz.
"I'd like to go back to Kansas," said Dorothy.
"And I'd like a brain," said the Scarecrow.
"I'd like a heart," said the Tin Woodman. "I'd like courage," said the Lion.
You must all help me first,
the wizard said.
You must kill the Wicked Witch of the West.
I can't kill anyone, Dorothy said, and she started to cry.
You killed the Wicked Witch of the East,
said the wizard.
Now you must kill the other Wicked Witch. Help me, then I'll help you.
The five friends left the room.
What will we do now?
Asked Dorothy sadly.
We must kill the Wicked Witch of the West,
said the lion.
I will look for her, said Dorothy, but I can't kill her.
We'll go with you,
said the Scarecrow, the Tin Woodman, and the lion.